Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When God created man, God gave man a choice. He said, you can eat from all the trees in the garden, including the tree of life, symbolizing the Holy Spirit, but you mustn't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because if you eat from that tree, you will surely die. It was a tree which also symbolized the idea that man can decide for himself what is good and what is evil. He doesn't have to have God to tell him. But Satan came, that serpent of old, that dragon, and he deceived Eve and said, no, you can eat from that tree. It will make you wise, and you won't surely die. No, you have an immortal soul. You can't die. And so she ate, and Adam ate. And so then they began to decide on their own what is right and what is wrong. And they created a world which we still have today, a world based on sand, a world based on human reasoning, human understanding, human knowledge, thereby rejecting the knowledge and understanding of God, a world being cut off from God. You see, Satan deceived mankind. It says he has deceived the whole world. He is the one whom the Bible says is the God of this world, the prince of the power of the air. He is the one whom people follow. His ideas, his psychologies, philosophies, religions, governmental systems, thinking perhaps that is something which God created. In fact, it is Satan's, the devil. And Satan has even deceived mankind to come to the point where they say, we are ourselves God, God beings. We can decide for ourselves what's right and what's wrong. We don't need somebody telling us. We don't need a God being to tell us. We are God. And so Satan was pretty much telling them, you can become God. That's what he told Eve. You can become God, knowing good and evil. You see, the interesting thing is that the time will come where mankind, in its arrogance, in its pride, in its rejection of God, will produce a person who is going to sit in the temple of God, a temple which is still going to be built in Jerusalem prior to Christ's return, claiming to be God. The tool, the instrument in Satan's hands. Because Satan is the one who wants to be worshipped. He told Christ, you know, you fall down, I'll give you everything I have, all the kingdoms of this world, I have rulership over them, I can give them to you. Just fall down and worship me. We also read in the book of Ezekiel about a prince of Tyre. He also claims to be God. It's the same person who is described as a man of sin standing or sitting in the temple of God. So the whole idea is like man has become an authority without needing God at all. And that's the reason, my friends, why we have a world we have today, a world full of misery and pain and suffering, of war, not a world of peace and of happiness. But here's the interesting thing. When God created man, he, in fact, wanted man to become God, but on God's terms, not by rejecting him, not by rejecting his law, not by rejecting his commandments, but based on those. He wanted man to live a life which is righteous, a life which is based on God's righteous law. But yes, it is the potential of man to become God. Christ himself said so. He said to the Jews of his time, doesn't your law say you are gods? Potentially. And the scripture cannot be broken. And so we read that man can enter the family of God. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, the firstborn among many brethren. And so yes, man was created to become God. As one Catholic philosopher once said, Jesus Christ, who was God, became man, so that man can become God. Very true. We have prepared a free booklet which is telling you about man's destiny. It is titled, God is our destiny. Yes, it is our destiny to become God, to become a member of the family of God, something the world doesn't understand, something the world will say, that's blasphemy if you tell us this. But that is what the Bible says, and you need to have that booklet in order to understand very clearly what is being taught in your Bible. So please stay tuned, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
All that exists has been created by God, including us. Who and what is God the Father? Who and what was and is Jesus Christ? Why are we here and what happens to us when we die? What does God have to do with our destiny? In what way is God our destiny? To see the proof of what God has promised for mankind, please ask for a free copy of this booklet at eternalgod.org.